Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. It's been a hell of a night, a hell of a show. What we have found out over the past several hours, players in the NFL, they don't believe in the Kansas City Chiefs, the ownership group. Mecole Hardman doesn't believe in the New York Jets. It's just wild stuff. I'll explain momentarily. Anyway, thank you so much to Rich Samini, who covers the New York Jets for ESPN, for joining us. And thank you for listening as well. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. I just gave you a top six list, some of the best owners in the world of sports. If you missed the list, Odyssey app. I had the Rooney family at number one overall. And as we continue on, right before we went to break, and let me explain what's going on here. Just funny stuff. We know the NFL Combine is going on in Indianapolis. Caleb Williams is sitting around in interviews telling everybody how much he loves Chicago. I guess he's just doing what everybody does during a job interview. He's lying. He's like, I love deep dish pizza. I love Michael Jordan. Like, were you alive to see Michael Jordan play? What are we talking about right now? Anyway, besides that, the NFL Players Association, for the second consecutive year, did something that I love. They're kind of putting the screws to the owners, the organizations. Right ahead of free agency, about 2 weeks from now, as the owners are sitting around, or the players, or prospects, I should say, are sitting around with GMs, the Players Association put out report cards. You know, which teams had the best facilities, and which teams had, you know, the best coaches. And, you know, the Miami Dolphins had high grades. The Washington Commanders last season, Joshua Harris just took over, still in the toilet. And there were some other surprises. Probably the biggest surprise is the fact that there are folks all over the NFL. They had 76% of their players respond. The players believe that Clark Hunt, the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that just won its second consecutive Super Bowl, they believe he is not to be trusted. They had him as the second worst owner in the NFL. And they pretty much said it's because he promised to build them new facilities and he didn't live up to his promise. And then he had to answer this in front of reporters because guess what? He was on site speaking to the media. Great timing by the NFL Players Association to put out these results. Take a listen to Clark Hunt get asked about, hey, the players think you suck. Listen to his response.
The practice facility, and it is certainly a high priority for us. I have not had a chance to see the report.
Did you tell the players that they would get a renovated locker room?
Well, we did completely renovate the locker room here in the stadium a couple of years ago, so I'm not sure which locker room they're referring to.
With these renovation plans, then, and the Chiefs ranking near the bottom of those report cards for another year, just what do you think this kind of sends off to the players with this message of the lack of renovations for them as well?
Yeah, well, I mentioned that the practice facility is something we're going to continue to think about. It's coming up on 20 years. We certainly, in a lot of ways, have outgrown it, and we recognize that we have a need to expand it and modernize it.
We recognize we have a need to modernize our facility. I gave you guys a new locker room at the stadium. Why aren't you happy with that? Well, maybe because they're not there every day during the regular season. You should have worked on the damn team facility first. And so, yes, unfortunately for the Chiefs, or maybe Clark Hunt, maybe feels bad. The Chiefs were ranked 31st when it came down to the ownership group. They were ranked 32nd, last, dead last, when it came down to the owner least likely to invest in his facilities. And by the way, Andy Reid was the number one coach. Yeah, Andy Reid. They're about to pay Andy Reid. And Clark Hunt, if you're not familiar, Google Clark Hunt suite. This man basically built himself a mansion behind the suite. I'm not exaggerating. We're talking about wood and fireplace and marble all over the place at Kansas City Stadium, at Arrowhead. It's not a normal suite. He can build himself a mansion behind a suite. He can't help out the players with getting them some decent facilities. And some of the other, I would say, odd things that we were, well, learned about. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they make the younger players pay. They make them pay not to have a roommate. Almost $1,800 a game not to share your room before game day with someone who might be a 350-pound man. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they can do better than that. The Cincinnati Bengals, to the shock of nobody, they don't feed their players three meals a day. They only do that on Wednesdays. Every other day, you only get two meals a day. Cheap you-know-what. The Patriot players, they feel their weight room sucks. The Raiders, they hated Josh McDaniels, no surprise there. And it's always nice to just make the billionaires squirm just a little bit. Because they can make all the money, but you can't give somebody three meals a day? It's some crap. Speaking of three meals a day, Mecole Hardman, he may not be allowed back into anybody's facility. Today we learn that Mecole Hardman wanted out from the Jets so bad that while he was playing for the New York Jets, he would message Brett Veach, the general manager, and Patrick Mahomes and tell them, bring me back. He played for the Jets. We know Aaron Rodgers went down. He sucked. He didn't even play. He got traded back in October. We know he also had the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. He didn't play much for the Chiefs when he went back. But take a listen to this man basically whine and complain on the Pivot podcast.
Y'all treat certain guys that shouldn't be treated like they should be treated. And I just feel like it's not an established coaching staff there as well. Like, you just got a new coaching staff that came in. It's no standard. There. It's like everybody do what they want to do. And defense have a more of a stabilized standard with that, with the coaching staff on that side. So you could tell the defense got a standard, but the offense is just like, all right, we've just figured it out. It's Aaron's show. Mm-hmm. Let Aaron do what Aaron do, you know what I mean? But then when Aaron go down, it's like, we don't know what to do. But this is that same coaching staff that just was out of a job the previous year, then average get a new job. This is my thing was, y'all can't tell me about winning. I've been to four Super Bowls in 5 years, you know what I'm saying? Now, you feel me? But beforehand, I've told, I've been to four AFC championships, I've been to three Super Bowls, I've won two of them. Like, I know what winning looks like.
Right.
I know what winning is. So y'all keep telling me certain things, it's like, I'm not going for that. Like, because y'all not doing it right. Like, we got hammers on the ground, we don't got no discipline, people feel like it's too many individual egos in this locker room or whatever, and I'm telling them, I'm like, that's not going to get y'all to win. It's not going to happen.
This might be the last time that you hear from this guy. He's taking shots at the Jets, and I get it. Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers went down and the season went into the toilet. I completely understand. He's taking a shot at Nathaniel Hackett. Hey, the offensive coordinator was fired last year, and now he's pretty much leading our offense. You had another head coach, Sean Payton, which said that he was a complete garbage show. And then he pretty much ratted himself out by telling everybody, oh, yeah, I wanted to leave the Jets. I asked the Kansas City Chiefs to bring me back. Well, how do you think the New York Jets felt about that? Well, first of all, their general manager, Joe Douglas, he spoke to the media, and he was very straightforward when asked about whether or not he feels that this was tampering. Listen to this.
Look, those are
I'll just say those are comments that definitely resonated with us.
Oh, yeah. That's code for we're going to look into a potential punishment if the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, were talking to our player while he was still with us. Did they respond to him? Like, granted, Mecole Hardman just comes across as a rat. He comes across as a quitter. And so Thomas Morstead, who is a punter, he is the punter for the New York Jets. He went on social media and said, be careful getting information from disgruntled former employees. Getting beat out by a rookie free agent after being guaranteed millions of dollars is tough to deal with. Entitlement is a killer opportunity. You have to earn it every year. He's referring to Xavier Gibson, who basically took Mecole Hardman's job. And Sauce Gardner, he took it a step further. Sauce Gardner says, we ain't even going to talk about how our offensive game plan got leaked versus the Eagles. Sauce Gardner then deleted that tweet. Like, this type of thing is unforgivable. It's one thing to quit on a team. We saw Antonio Brown rip off his damn shoulder pads and walk off and out of the stadium. We saw, I think it was Vontae Davis. This man quit at halftime. This is not unusual. We're going to have people who quit, who leave, and human beings quit things every day. You quit your job, you quit your relationship. Man, some people out here, unfortunately, they quit their damn kids. People quit things. But I'll tell you this, Mecole Hardman, if he quit the team and then leaked a game plan, he's an idiot, allegedly. Hickey, what are your thoughts? Can a team hire this man? The New York Jets, they signed him to a one-year contract. We know that they traded him right the hell back to Kansas City in October. But how can another team say, we're going to bring him on, especially given his production, which was basically none?
Well, that's saying the biggest part. I mean, first and foremost, I think, like you said, we've seen the NFL give second, third, fourth, fifth chances if you're good. If you're not, if you're marginal, if you're on your way out, that this is kind of the excuse they need then not to sign you. I would agree. Like, I don't think this is just a Jets problem where he leaked it because the Jets screwed him. But if, you know, for example, like with him going back to Kansas City and obviously scoring that game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, like Kansas City brought him back, let's say, next year. And who knows, you know, another receiver took his job. Can you really feel like you can trust Mecole Hardman after what you know if a rookie in the fifth round that Kansas City drafts now all of a sudden puts him on the bench? I feel like you can't trust him. And then at that point, it's like, why even bring him in? What's the point? What's the upside of him if he doesn't produce? And the downside is, well, the other team can know what plays you're running.
Yeah, if I'm Kansas City, I don't even want him. I don't want to bring him back. I don't want him on my team. Like, if I'm Kansas City, I'm already ticked off at him. Because why would you even publicly say that you reached out to me? Because that's going to lead people to automatically say, well, if he reached out, then they responded. There's no guarantee. You know, players talk. I don't see anything all that bad with, you know, Mecole Hardman saying, oh, I talked to Patrick Mahomes, and that's my buddy, that's my friend. It's another thing to also include the GM and say, come get me. I mean, yeah, you already come across as a quitter. You basically told everybody you're a quitter. You quit on the Jets. And now you're telling everybody you're a rat. You're a snitch. And this is not anything to do with anything going on in the street. This is professional snitching. This man is burying himself. Mecole Hardman is killing his career. And so the New York Jets, they got enough problems, okay? They got to pray for the health of Aaron Rodgers. They got to find a backup quarterback that can actually stay healthy and be decent. They got to try to trade Zach Wilson. And now the New York Jets are once again in the news because one of their players is just an ass. Mecole Hardman is more than an ass. He's a snitch. He has no place in the NFL if these allegations are true. And I don't see any reason why Sauce Gardner or Morstead would have to lie about a player who basically told you out of his own mouth he quit on the team. I think the Jets are cursed. Just bad things continue to happen. Aaron Rodgers popped his Achilles last season, and I don't know, maybe he'll be eaten by a shark, you know, this offseason. I have no idea. The Jets just can't catch a break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, somebody else can't catch a break. It's not the Jets. It's an individual player. His name is Tyreek Hill. The guy that was getting divorced but wasn't getting divorced. The guy that wanted to leave Patrick Mahomes and now he's with Tua. Well, now he has a bigger problem. He has a bigger issue. I'll tell you what it is on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, right before we went to break, we talked about Mecole Hardman snitching on himself, saying that he was texting the Chiefs, that he wanted to be back with them, didn't want to be on the Jets. He goes back to the Chiefs, wins the Super Bowl. Now he reportedly, we're learning, allegedly, released the New York Jets offensive playbook at least on two occasions before he was let go or traded by the New York Jets. He comes across, yes, as Thomas Morstead said, as a disgruntled employee. And if you are the New York Jets, obviously you're not happy. And if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, you just won a Super Bowl, but why would you want this guy back? He doesn't seem to be trusted. It's like he's snitching on himself. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get your calls in, and then I want to tell you about an issue, a new issue that Tyreek Hill is dealing with. Ben is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, JR. How you doing this evening?
Good, and you?
Oh, man, I can't complain. I have very little dog in the fight for the Jets or the Chiefs, other than one organization seems to be doing pretty well, and one organization seems to be continually at the bottom of down there with my Panthers, at the bottom of the NFL standards.
Sure.
Of professional athletics. I don't know much about that Hardman guy, but and I do think I hear you on, man, if you're selling yourself out for exchanging playbooks, that's pretty dirty. But at the same time, if he's asked the question of what do you see as the difference between a good organization being the one that he caught a touchdown pass for to win the Super Bowl and a sorry organization, again, like my Panthers and the Jets, and he says, well, this is what I see. Can you blame the guy for you know, don't ask him the question if you don't want to know the answer. I didn't see the question being,
well, it doesn't,
hey, have you been stealing playbooks? I saw the question is, what do you see the difference between the two organizations you played for? And he said, well,
hold on, man. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to save us all time. There are multiple issues here.
Sure.
When it comes down to the release of a playbook, that has been alleged by Sauce Gardner, his former.
And that's not cool.
Well, Ben, hold on. Can I finish?
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to tie everything together, you know, save us
time. Absolutely.
You're not letting me, you're not helping me save time. Sauce Gardner allegedly said that this man released the playbook. Connor Hughes, who covers the New York Jets and doesn't have a lot of friends in the organization because he typically tells the truth, he also said multiple people have alleged this. So that's one thing that's alleged. We don't know it to be true, but I don't understand why anybody would just come out and tell that as a lie. So let's put that to the side. Outside of what he was asked, it doesn't matter what he was asked. My point is, he has proven himself to not be trustworthy, to even open up his mouth and share that he quit on the New York Jets, that he requested that he go back to a team. It doesn't matter if they asked him on the Pivot podcast, hey, Mecole Hardman, do you believe the sky is blue? And his response was, well, I don't know what color the sky is, but I didn't want to be a New York Jet anymore. And so I messaged the general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs and the quarterback, and I asked for them to trade me back. It doesn't matter what the question was. He opened up his mouth and he proved himself to be a quitter. That he's indicting himself. It don't matter what the question is.
Have you ever left a job and looked or been at a job and gone back and said, you know what, I kind of had it better where I was. Can I reach out to one of my former coworkers
and see if
they might have me back?
No, Ben. So first of all, the answer is no, because most part, outside of doing radio, I've been an entrepreneur. I've never had to double back or do any of that. So that the answer to that is no. Second of all, this is not applicable to a quote-unquote normal job. This man plays in the NFL where he's under contract to one organization. It's called tampering, okay? If Brett Veach, the general manager of Kansas City, messaged him back under any circumstance and answered him, they could be punished. The Kansas City Chiefs could be punished. You want to know why? Because you're not supposed to do it. And so this isn't, you know, Billy leaving Macy's to go work at Best Buy and deciding, I don't like Best Buy. Let me try to go back to Macy's. Let me
ask you your previous point where you were talking about the different workout facilities of different teams. So people shouldn't be talking about the different workout facilities and who pays for what meals. Players shouldn't be talking about that amongst themselves.
I think you're conflating the issues. There is no issue of having a friendship. Players talk all of the time. There's a massive difference when you are a player and you reach out to the general manager about leaving a team who you are currently contracted to. Do you see the difference?
Because one group pays you gives you three meals a day and the other only gives you two, and has your check ever bounced?
Hold on a second, Ben. Hold on a second. Ryan Hickey, help me, Hickey. Say something. Help me.
I will say, I thought it was obvious, maybe not. There is a difference between leaking your own playbook to the team you're playing this week versus talking about how many meals your team offers and what the food is like. A little bit of a difference between the two.
Yeah, I also think there's a massive difference between talking about the meals you get or don't get versus reaching out to the opposition while you're under contract. And let me help Ben out here. Hey, Ben.
Temptation and comparison is the problem.
Oh my God. Hickey, does he know he was talking to himself?
We had a call like that, too, a few weeks ago. Same thing.
Ben doesn't realize that no one can hear. Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben, now you're live on the radio. You there? You hung up yet?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, listen.
I was just asking if communication and comparison was
No, listen. Maybe let me try to – you're talking to me now. Let me try to be communicative. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What radio station are you listening to right now?
92.7
No, forget that. I know WFNZ in Charlotte.
I'm listening locally in Charlotte. Excuse me.
Yeah, but the overall, the JR Sport Brief show gets broadcasted on?
Absolutely everywhere.
Let me help you. CBS Sports Radio, right?
Absolutely, yes. Got a lot of friends that work for CBS Sports Radio.
Great. I'm happy for you. Ben.
Happy for you too.
Do you think I, as in JR, who've been doing this for, I don't know, let's say 15 plus years now, kind of working in sports, more than that, working in media and entertainment. Do you think that I have friends at other radio stations that would be, let's say, competitors?
I would be surprised if not.
Okay, correct. So let me ask you this. Do you think it is good for me as an employee of CBS Sports Radio to pick up my phone and reach out to somebody at a competing radio station and just go, hey, while I'm under contract, hey, get me the hell up one out of here? Do you think that is smart or stupid?
No, it's simple.
You're thinking too hard. If I'm under contract.
It's called capitalism, man.
Stop.
If you're recruited, that's
you're
one
stupid.
Thing.
Oh, my God. Hickey. This guy doesn't know what. Oh, my God. This is painful.
Should we define the word contract and what it means?
Hey, let me just tell him flat out. Hey, Ben.
You have to honor your contract.
Well, be quiet, Ben. Ben, be quiet. I asked you a simple question. You couldn't answer it.
I didn't just answer it.
There were two options. You were in school. If I gave you a test and I said, here is A, B, C, and D, and you put E, that's not answering, okay? You had two options. Is it smart or stupid if I'm under contract to one entity and I go and talk to the competitor? You got two options. Is it smart or stupid? Pick one.
You're in marketing, man.
My God. Hickey. How much glue did he eat in school? How much glue?
In a way, respect it, I guess.
How much glue? Like, how much?
Too much, I guess.
Was it the stick glue, or was it, like, the wet glue that looked like
hopefully not the stick, the white, like, Elmer's glue?
Yeah.
That has to be in the squirt bottle? Or
well, I guess squirt-ish. He was, I mean, in order to eat glue, it had to be the stick version, right?
I don't know. You have those old school, like Elmer's white, like the ones we had in school growing up. Like you could just squeeze it in your hand. I never ate glue, but
That guy's eating glue. If you know that guy in Charlotte, listen, if you see him with glue, snatch it from him. Hey, Marco Belletti.
Yo. Sorry, I'm picturing like Elmer's glue, the big bowl. I'm thinking of like a Ready Whip now. I got Hickey with like squeezing it into your mouth, almost like the Cheese Whiz.
Like he was
I'm picturing that.
He was in the back of the classroom, right? Well, what was so difficult? I know you heard the whole conversation. And now I'm in stitches. What is so difficult about being under contract to one place and voiding your contract, violating your contract, by talking to the competition, by saying, hey, come get me. Like, what's so difficult about that?
You know as well as I do, when you talk yourself into a corner, you can't pick something because then you're stuck. You got to keep talking. That's all he was trying to do. He was just trying to get himself out of the corner. And he didn't know how to do it other than to just keep talking.
It's like, man, it's like here's A and here's B. And he's just like, well. I'm like, nah, man, there is no well. It's like the Matrix. What is it? Morpheus popped up, and what was it, the red or the blue, or was it red or green?
I think it was blue. I think it was red and blue.
It's like, hey, you got red or blue. What's that guy's name? Was it Ben? I think his name was Ben. Ben would have been like, man, I'll take the yellow pill, but where's the orange one? It's like, nah, bro. It's two options here.
Morpheus would have left your ass right in the Matrix.
Yeah, we would have had no.
Yo, Neo, this ain't going to work out for me. I'm sorry.
We would have had no Matrix movie.
Sorry, man. You ain't the one. I got to go.
Hold on, Marco. We got folks here who just are in stitches. Adam is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Adam?
Hey, JR. I don't get to listen all the time. Love your show. I just left my nursing program. Got out of class. 6 hours sitting there studying, listening. And I turn on the station, and I hear Ben babbling incoherently because apparently contractual obligations are difficult to understand. My man, I'm not trying to crap all over somebody, but this is not complicated. you're under contract to a team. You're towing the line of breach of contract by reaching out to another team. Like, I don't understand what's so difficult about all of this.
Neither do I, Adam. I think the majority of us are in the same boat there. Hey, Adam, I appreciate you, man. Hopefully we didn't help you lose a brain cell, okay? All right. No, I'm serious. Hey, Adam, be safe, okay?
You as well, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Justin is calling from Charlotte. I hope there's not something in the air out there. Ain't too far from me. Hey, Justin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, JR? I just want to say I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I don't want Ben to represent us people in Charlotte. I just want to say that he is the guy that gave all the stuff away. I'm going to say that's a stupid move, just because, you know, I don't know what Ben's thinking. I don't know what Ben's smoking, but, you know, here in Charlotte, there's nothing in the air. At least on my side of town. So,
all right. Y'all ain't too far from me, but I may not drive up there for quite some time, Justin, okay?
Well, JR, if you do come up here, you know, come see me. I usually hang out at Cookout, but...
Cookout, yeah, the burger place?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Note taken. We got plenty here in Atlanta.
Hey. I'm about to hit Cookout up right now, but I just wanted to call in just to talk to you and just tell you that, Ben should have answered that question honestly instead of, you know, not getting to the point. But, yeah, it's a stupid move. But, yeah, I'm going to Cookout right now, JR, so
okay. Enjoy.
I will see you later.
All right, have fun, man. Thank you, Justin, for calling from Charlotte. See, guys, everything is okay out in Charlotte. It was just Ben. Everybody else is okay.
And we got burgers to go with our Elmer's glue.
maybe he could drop some of the burgers off over to Ben and he stop eating glue.
I don't know. It might be a topping, man.
Yeah, well, for Ben only. Hey, Ben, we're giving you crap, but come on, man. You know better than that. Right? You're right. You do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a much-needed break. We'll be back on the other side to talk about Tyreek Hill. I don't know if he eats glue, but he has his own problems right now. We'll explain on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. I had to be calm, cool, and collected, especially with that last caller. Sheesh. If you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, okay? Do yourself a favor. It felt like I was trying to explain something to a toddler. We were talking about Mecole Hardman and how ridiculous it is, how he has maybe committed career suicide by not just openly admitting that he quit on the Jets, but that he reached out to the GM to bring him back, and now we're getting reports that he allegedly leaked the New York Jets offensive playbook while he was still on the Jets. And it's like, stop talking, bro. If you're another team, why do you want to bother to bring him in, especially as you've gotten minimal production? He caught the game-winning touchdown, but after that, it's like, ugh, it's nothing, a whole lot of nothing. So you want to be entertained, go hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Speaking of entertainment, Tyreek Hill is full of it, right? Whether he's racing horses, saying that Tua is better than Mahomes, and taking the money and being in Miami, unfortunately the guy's house caught on fire in January, and then he got married, or he was married, and then he wanted a divorce, and somebody filed paperwork on behalf of him to get a divorce. It's just always something with Tyreek Hill. And what is that something right now? Well, I want you to take a listen to this news clip from earlier today that pretty much details some of these issues that he's dealing with. This is courtesy of NBC6 South Florida.
New legal troubles for Dolphins star wide receiver Tyreek Hill, a social media influencer a model. She says that Hill intentionally broke her leg. That's according to a new lawsuit filed by Sophie Hall. This all went down back in June last year at Hill's Southwest Ranches home, the same home that caught on fire just a few months ago. Now, the suit claims that Hill invited Hall over to his home and that the two participated in a football lesson. And when Hill got knocked over, he was allegedly humiliated by friends and family. Well, Hall says that the cheetah was angry and then shoved her severely, then fracturing her leg at this point. So now we have reached out as of late Tuesday to representatives for Hill and the Dolphins for comments, and we are still waiting to hear back.
Hey, Hickey, you know what I forgot? There was also that story where Tyreek Hill slapped that dude in the back of the head at the marina. Remember that?
Oh, the marina, yes.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to go way back to college with the, you know, allegations and physical abuse. I will leave that part out. So let me understand this. Allegedly, he had a woman over at his house. He's now a married man. He had a plus size model / influencer at his house. He was showing them football drills. She knocked him on his ass. And in response, he got up, knocked her on her ass, and broke a leg. Is that it in summation?
I think he did a great job of that. That is literally, it sounds like a too fake for a movie, but that's what we're talking about.
Now, if you're the judge, you got to be sitting there going, this lady's asking, she just wants money, right? Like, this story cannot be true, but this is Tyreek Hill.
I was going to say, if it was another player, maybe not. But Tyreek Hill and his past and constantly being in the middle of some sort of drama, usually, unfortunately, with some sort of bodily harm, not surprising.
This lady, this model, is running around on crutches. I don't know. There's certain things. The judge has to be saying to myself, this is what I'm doing. I don't have better things to do than sit here and listen to this crap. Like, I just say, hey, y'all settle this. Get this out of my courtroom and just move on with your lives. I got better things to do. It's highly, highly unfortunate. You know, they always say the wide receivers are the divas. And the NFL is just nutty today. You got Caleb Williams lying out of his teeth saying how much he loves everything about Chicago. He's like, oh, I love Michael Jordan. Wasn't alive to see him play, but I love him. I love the win, too, by the way. I love the win in Chicago. Great win. Mecole Hardman is snitching on himself. New York Jets are in the crosswinds and fire again. You got the Kansas City Chiefs, who have just won the past two Super Bowls. The NFL players all across the league say, hey, they got, like, the worst owner. Don't believe or trust anything that this dude says. It's just wild stuff. 855-212-4CBS. Ken is here from Kansas City. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show.
Hey, yeah, I know Cheetah pretty well.
Okay, he hung up on himself. I guess he's best friends with Tyreek Hill. Maybe he helped recruit the woman over to the house. I have no idea. Just wild stuff, including that guy and a guy who called up and I think eats glue. For breakfast, maybe lunch and dinner. And then we learned the Bengals don't feed their players breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They only do this on Wednesdays. Anyway, on this day, February 28th, Luka Doncic was born. Luka Doncic, soon to be, I guess, at some point of his career, an NBA MVP. Maybe he will win himself a championship. Jason Kidd has already said he is the best player that the Mavericks have ever had, the best player, and that goes beyond, you know, obviously Dirk Nowitzki. I think he might be more talented than Dirk. I would agree with him there. Certainly not more accomplished. And Luka Doncic, maybe he'll get there one day if he stops complaining to the referees and if he actually stays in shape. A couple of years ago, Luka Doncic, always the funny guy, this man dropped 60 points back in December 2022. And via Bally Sports, he said, listen, yeah, I just scored 60 points. You know what I need now? A drink.
60-point, 20-rebound, triple-double. 60 points, 20 boards. Never happened, baby. How's it feel right now?
I'm tired as hell.
You can rest later. You're young.
I need a recovery beer.
A recovery beer. Luka Doncic, 25 years old today. He was born in 1999. Hickey, you know about those recovery beers, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not after dropping 60 points, but, you know, doing some yard work, maybe a nice workout, maybe a long day of work. Those beers are no for sure.
Yeah. Luka Doncic, he don't want no wine. He wants a beer. I think maybe that was some of his problems with his fitness. He's been known to have, let's just say, too many beers. Let's see what he and Kyrie Irving can do come playoff time. Maybe they can both be healthy enough to put some points up. Just wild, wild world. This is a wild world. Anyway, this has been a wild show, Hickey. Wild. All over the place. We've talked about Caleb Williams lying about Chicago. We talked about the Jets, Mecole Hardman snitching on himself. We talked about the top six owners in sports. We had Ben from Charlotte not understand what a contract is. Rich Cimini joined us to talk about the Jets. Did I miss anything else?
I think you hit it all. Tyreek Hill. I mean, you know, we just kind of talked about it, but Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, with tackling or football. Tackling a plus-size model.
Dude, Oklahoma drills with a plus-size model?
Listen, somebody would like that, man, you know. But anyway, I'm glad the show is done. Now I can get out of that one easy. Listen, if you've missed the show tonight, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Me, I'm going to do like Luca. I'm going to have a recovery beer. Not really. I'm going to have me some tea so I can have a voice tomorrow. Okay? The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio is done. You can find me all over the place, on the internet, online, at JR Sport Brief. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, be safe, be well. Don't eat glue like Ben from Charlotte. I'm out of here. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkley, he's up next. JR's gone. Thank you, Hickey.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.